Hey everyone, we are here with the most recently eliminated team, Michelle and Sean, aka the Double Dutchers. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast.
All right, everyone, thanks for joining us. We're here with Sean and Michelle, the Double Dutchers, and they were recently eliminated from this week's Amazing Race from season 36, and we get a chance to talk to them. And we didn't get a chance to meet up with them because they were out of the country before the season started during our Meet the Team series, but we're really excited to talk to them now. So thank you guys for taking time to meet with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
So, by the end of feeling artsy, did you have an idea that you may be the last team?
Oh, yes. When Karishma left and some time had passed, I said, oh, okay, this is it. Kind of knew after a while after she left that it was our time.
Okay.
But yeah. I always say, well, so here's what we say, especially on this is appropriate for this podcast. What we always tell our children is that just because you lose the game doesn't make you a loser, right?
Mm-hmm.
So good that lesson. You always try to find the win.
Yep.
So when I knew that it was over in terms of the Amazing Race, I was like, okay, well, where's the win? And as we were going to the mat, I was like, okay, well, we're going to get Phil jumping. You know what I mean? Because as Double Dutch Aerobics, we always have our ropes on us. And our mission is to get the world jumping because our specialty is that we teach anyone how to jump Double Dutch in less than 1 minute, guaranteed. And Ooh. Double Dutch Aerobics is a formatted 60-minute workout class that we created. We certify instructors. Mm. So anywhere you see Double Dutch Aerobics, that's our formatted workout class. Similar to Zumba, yoga, spin, Double Dutch Aerobics is our creation. And so we said, well, on our way to the mat, I was like, well,
we're checking out anyway.
We're checking out anyway.
And then, you know, we had mentioned it earlier that we were going to get Phil in the ropes because that, I mean, that was our goal.
Yeah,
we didn't know how, but we were like, at some point, we got to get Phil in the ropes. And he was so down.
He was so down.
He's a great sport. And to be honest, if the ropes didn't hit the camera, he would have been going for a long time.
And then I think about if we would have got eliminated on the leg before, which was in the mud, we wouldn't have been able to do it. So Double Dutch has to be on concrete or like, you know, a flat surface. So I was like, well, we're in Colombia, it's concrete here. I said, then this must be the win. That, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so while we wanted to make it to the top, let's be like, we wanted to win. We still find the win in anything we do. And that's one of our mottos.
Yeah, you can't get a better promo than that. Right.
Yeah, our children being able to see that was very important to us.
Nice.
So what happened to the cameraman?
Oh, it just hit the camera.
It hit the camera. Oh, okay. He actually didn't feel a thing.
Yeah.
He didn't feel a thing.
It's too funny.
It actually looked worse than what it was.
I know.
the ropes are super light, so, you know, it hit the camera.
We produce our own ropes. Those are our ropes, and they're soft. Yeah.
Nice.
They don't hurt them.
We didn't see a judge on the end of Feeling Artsy. Did you guys complete the challenge or did you take a time penalty?
Well, I'll say we stay there for a very long time afterwards. So eventually we got it. Eventually. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't short.
We wanted to take a time penalty, actually.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Because to be honest, we got there early. So after the dance challenge,
we jumped up.
We had jumped up from last place. I think we might have been like sixth or seventh.
Yeah.
Mm.
We were actually right behind Rod and Leticia, but we all got caught in traffic.
Yep. Mm.
So Rod and Leticia and Shane and Juan, they had got there
maybe seconds before us.
Seconds, maybe a little more than that. Maybe about. Because I was looking at their
board.
But
we left the dance thing at the same
time.
Exact
but they got there maybe 10 to 15 minutes before us.
Yeah.
Mm. The traffic was ridiculous. And
yeah,
so
that's
even
what it looked like.
Mm-hmm, and even Kishori and Karishma.
Yeah, we hit the worst. We hit
the worst traffic. They caught up to us.
Yep, in terms of traffic.
Because of the traffic.
Mm.
Even though we left before them.
Yep.
Wow, that is worse than LA. Shalisa made a comment about it being worse than LA.
Oh,
and I was like,
we're from New York originally, mm-hmm. and we've been to LA a number of times. Columbia's traffic is no, you don't, I wouldn't drive there.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. No. And they drive super fast.
And crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like almost accident driving. It's like you're always almost in an accident.
I think there was an accident. That's why the traffic was so crazy. But yeah, so we were there for hours.
Hours.
And so there was one point when I called Michelle over. I was like, do you want to take the penalty? And we just decided to just keep going.
Yeah. That's cool.
So what were some of the most challenging moments from your entire experience on the race?
I just have to say, this is so cute. I can't help myself because we have children too. Yeah. So this is very cute.
Thanks.
Well, for me, it was the heights. I am terrified. Right. Of heights. Well, I used to be.
Hello.
that was really challenging for me. So that, I mean, I'm sure you guys probably saw the point where I was at the top of the hill and I wasn't going to walk down those stairs because that particular time, it was kind of dangerous to me. Mm-hmm. Because while we were on the hill, it had rained really bad.
Mm-hmm. Muddy.
And it was muddy and slippery. And we were on a like downward slant. Mm-hmm. So it felt like I can slide right off the mountain, you know? And it was like, there was nothing there to grab onto. There wasn't a tree, a branch.
I was like, where's the safety net, guys? Like, where's the safety thing?
Right.
Yeah, because there was...
Well, you did slide. We saw you sliding a little bit out there. Yeah. Pulling on that bush, yeah.
And there was like no fence.
Oh, no. So there was two sides. On the right side of me, or I guess in front of me, there was like this little thin rope. I mean, it was like super thin, and that was it. And then after that, it felt like you could see the whole world. We were super high up. And then walking down the steps, there was no banister. There was nothing to hold on to. And the steps were also slanted. They were slanted.
And they weren't solid steps.
They weren't solid at all. So it was muddy. It felt like you could fall off to the side, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked pretty freaky.
But I'll say this. After the amazing race, I took Sean this year. I surprised him with skydiving for his birthday.
Oh, no way.
And so we have gone skydiving since then. Mm-hmm. I actually had a slight fear of dogs before the race. But in other countries, you know, unlike in American countries, there's not like a leash policy, you know. Mm-hmm. So the dogs, as you see the escalator, the dogs are just they with you. So there was a time we were running in Colombia and it was a pit bull. Ooh, and I had a big one. And I looked at Sean and I was like, Ben?
I was like,
he said, Michelle come on.
Let's go. Keep moving.
So, but since then, I actually have been petting dogs. I've been less afraid because, you know, we try to teach our kids and ourselves, like, fears are not permanent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can get past them. And so that's one of our goals. And the race has really inspired that in us. Like, because everything was uncomfortable for me on that race. I don't like grass. Here I am sliding in mud. I'm a girl from Brooklyn. I like concrete. I barely know where I am. I forgot the continents after junior high school. Like, nothing in the race was comfort. Even though when we found out we were going, we worked as hard as we could. We are entrepreneurs. So I will say, what is about us on a race is adjusting. We are very mm-hmm. good at adjusting and creating and making things work. So that part of the race is us all the way. But in terms of things like, you know, race stuff, it wasn't really our specialty. We studied as much as we could before.
I think we did a good job.
I think so.
You know, on the last episode, I felt like we were in a flow.
We were back up.
We were back to where we thought we should have been because the first leg we came in fifth,
yeah. mm-hmm.
which is where we should have been, and mm-hmm. then of course the second leg we did
a whole roadblock before the yeah. seat, so it was just a mess.
And we still came back. Yeah, I felt like the last episode we were in our stride, man. We were moving and grooving.
And I'll say this, paragliding brought such a calm over me.
Yes.
That if I was eliminated maybe the leg before, I probably would have been like anxious or angry. But paragliding.
Probably the most peaceful thing I've ever done.
Oh my God.
A lot of people were surprised that I actually even did it because I was scared of heights. Yeah, but after the hill incident, I was just like, I'm not going to let anything stop me. Whatever they want us to do, I'm doing it. And that's it. It was amazing.
That was very calming. Ooh, that paragliding. Nice. It's very calming.
Very peaceful. It felt like meditating.
Yes.
It felt like you were meditating.
It felt like meditating. Mm-hmm.
So what will be your favorite memory from the Amazing Race? Like something that you'll take with you from your experience and always have it.
I think the whole experience.
The people. Like we had a time where we rode together. We had to go to the paragliding. And we just had a time in the, like we have lifelong friends. Yeah. Like
mm-hmm. The whole cast is, we're like a family actually.
Love so our cast.
So even though we got eliminated, we are seriously voting for everyone.
Yeah.
No, like we're really like, yes, go. Like we're excited for everyone. We've all become friends. So like Michelle and I, we teach classes and we tour around the country teaching our classes. And when we came to their cities, you know, some of the cast members, actually most of the cast members
surprised us
and came to our classes in different cities.
And they even signed up under fake names just to make sure they surprised us. And we just thought that was so nice.
That is
so
cool.
Yeah, it's just like we've literally made lifelong friends. We love our cast. We were at Rod and Leticia's house for the premiere.
Yeah.
Then when we were in New York, we were shooting a television show. And then we hung out with Karishma and Ricky and Cesar. Like, we genuinely have made lifelong friends.
Those are our friends.
Because we have this experience together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Rohan was there, too. So it's just, I think the best thing I'll take is the people. Mm-hmm. Like, the experience-wise, I just know we could do anything. Mm-hmm. My husband and I, we could do anything.
That's a great answer. Thank you.
Was there anything that didn't make it to the show that you guys wish would have?
After the dance competition, after we did the dance challenge, I was dancing with the dancers.
He was dancing.
I was dancing,
and I was screaming for him
because that was my era. Actually, you guys wouldn't remember that era, but that was hip hop. You know, I'm from Brooklyn.
Yes.
And so after we did the challenge,
they showed a little piece,
but I was going off with the dancers. We were dancing. We were dancing with the dancers. So I wish they'd have kept more of it. Inside.
And that was fun. We had so much fun.
We had so much fun.
That's too funny. I'm a child of the 80s too, so that would have been great to see.
Exactly.
They showed a snippet, but they didn't show how much we was like.
And we were all dancing together.
Yeah.
So that would have been really cool.
And you know, people always say, because I've seen this a lot, like it was so uneven in terms of the puzzle and the break dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this for sure. I was so excited that we got, to me, Amazing Race is like dance challenge. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sky chat, like
jumping out of a plane.
Yeah. And it's just like, while I am 100% wanted to do more on the race, I feel like, oh my God, we got the stuff. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. the stuff.
That's what we came for.
Like we came for the $1 million, but we came for the sky experience, jumping out of somebody's sky. And then we came for the dancing. Like that's, when do you get to do that? That's like Amazing Race. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. We got the things to me.
That's so fun. Yeah, that was funny when that challenge came on. I was telling the kids, I'm like, breakdancing was huge. There were movies about it, everything. Yeah.
It was everything.
And I'll say one thing I'll take also. So our son was watching the commercials, watching my husband be scared, watching his dad be scared. And, you know, he was feeling some kind of way. So what I'll take away from it, which was exciting for me, is that when we got to have him watch the full episode,
mm-hmm.
his joy in watching his dad overcome that fear, that will stay with me. Because that's like, oh, and even, you know, and you guys are parents and kids. You're constantly always working on yourself. And so I think what was pleasing for me is when you watch a show, you're outside of yourself. You're never in that position to like watch your life. You know what I'm saying? Or watch yourself. So I think what was good for me is I actually like who I saw. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
oh man, like I like, we entrepreneurs, so we really just work together. We don't know how we are, if that makes any sense.
It was good to like, it's like an out of body experience.
Yeah.
You know, you get to, you know, you get to watch yourself, and it's like, oh, we do like each other.
We are positive people.
We do work well together.
No, you were. You were great to watch and great to get to know on TV for sure. And you should be proud of yourself because that entrepreneurial, that hustle and that grit shines through. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, thank you.
So is there anything that you would have done now that you've had time to reflect? And it, I know it's been quite a time because you guys were actually season 35. Have you been able to look back and think, you know what, I think I'd do this differently? Is there anything that you'd do differently if you could?
I would have had Sean do the artsy.
Yeah. we didn't know it was a memory challenge.
Because I didn't sleep the night before. We were last and our clothes were muddy. So I actually had to wash. I stayed up all night washing our shoes and blow drying them. So I didn't sleep the night before. So people kept thinking it was only orientation. I figured out that where the museum was, but I couldn't function. I just couldn't figure it out quick enough.
But you know, before the race, we were like, anything artsy, anything we have to draw, Michelle, that's you.
But Sean thinks he's bad at color, so he's so artsy. And
was I was like, oh, that's not me.
But he would have definitely done that better than me.
But if I knew it was a memory challenge, I would have 100% did that one. 100%.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It worked out the way it was supposed to. I just felt like, to me, it felt like we had a lot more to give.
Yes.
You know, I actually expected more from us
because
of who we are and what we've accomplished up to this point.
Just in our lives,
in business, in our relationship, all the things that we've done. I felt like it was perfect. It was needed for the race. Like all of our attributes would be perfect for the race. And I just felt like we didn't get to do all we could.
Yeah.
So I would 100, just in case you ask, I would do it again.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely see you as the top of the list for this group, for an All-Stars for sure.
Ooh, well, we're all right.
And I just had my third baby in 4 years. My baby was a year. Our son just turned one. That's another reason we wasn't actually going to go. We were contemplating because he just started walking.
Mm.
And so I would be smaller and more fit the next time around because I think we're done having kids.
We're actually on a 10-day juice cleanse
right now.
So is there anything else that you guys want people to know about the Amazing Race?
It's a phenomenal experience. Like, it's a show I hope really is on forever, because as you grow, you know, well, this is for kids and parents. I would say as a kid, your parents make your choices for you, a lot of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you finally become a teenager and an adult, you get to make your own decisions. I don't like this. I do this, you know, mm-hmm. I don't do this. And then you get kind of stuck. So I think there's a place for rediscovery. You know what I mean? And so I think the Amazing Race allows you, you're thrown in. There's no better reason to discover than $1 million. You know what I mean? Like, do I like the grass? Should I play with dogs? Should I jump out the sky? Like, before the Amazing Race, I couldn't have taken my husband skydiving. He would have been like, Michelle, why'd you waste your money? I don't understand why you took me here. But because we got to re-explore being in that circumstance, we are literally different people. And now we have this desire to keep exploring. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know what it is too. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are until you're in a situation,
right?
And a lot of us, what we do is we stop ourselves from doing the things that we want to do in life just because we think
we don't do it.
We think we can't do it based on who we think we are,
right? Mm-hmm.
And what the Amazing Race teaches you is that you do it anyway.
Yes.
You do it, and then you find out who you are.
Right.
You find out what you could do by putting yourself in uncomfortable positions.
Yes, and it's a constant discovery.
And it's a constant discovery. That's what makes it so amazing. You find out so much about yourself. And I just hope that, you know, like Michelle said, that the show stays on forever so that more people could experience what we experience.
Yes. And what do you say? You go in going for $1 million. Like, I want people to know we really had our eyes set on winning first place.
But the minute Phil says go is when you realize that the prize is the experience.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, you can see that. And it sounds like, if I'm hearing you right, that not only do we all have our own like evolution as we grow in life, but it's almost like this quantum leap in personal growth. Like, you're just in this situation, you just have this quantum growth experience.
Yep.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yep.
And that's just it. That's just the bottom line. Like if you're not prepared to do that, then the race might not be for you.
And the best part, the best part to me of the race is also no phones. You're completely off of the grid. And I know that sounds crazy, but I loved that part. I loved just not being in that, you know what I'm saying? It's such a part of our world that just being able to not be in that for a moment was, I loved it.
Yeah, Kishori and Karishma actually mentioned that to us too. So it was interesting to hear them say that too, that they had a nice break of no phones. Yeah.
And they were like, it's so weird to have my phone back.
It did.
It did. It did feel weird. Because you know what you realize? You don't care what you don't care about. Like, you realize your phone makes you care about stuff that you don't actually care about. So it's like when you don't have it, you're not thinking about, oh, what happened to?
It's like out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm.
That's really what it was.
And it's nice. It's nice.
It's like when we got our phones back, the stress came back instantly. Yeah, it's like, oh, we got to answer emails. We got to call. Yeah. Like, oh, here we go.
That's too funny.
So thank you guys for joining us. But what's next for you all? Can you guys remind our listeners how they can keep up with you on social media?
Oh, yes. Everything is Double Dutch Aerobics. Yeah. So, yeah, we're actually doing a 10-day juice cleanse with 10,000 people now that we are hosting.
It's called the Jumpin' Juice 10,000.
I know y'all heard on the show I suffer from infertility. Juicing actually helped me to heal that, and I was able to have 3 kids in 4 years. And so we share our healing journey with the world, and so we created the Jumpin' Juice 10,000 to have people do a 10-day juice cleanse with us. This is our second round.
Mm-hmm.
And we plan on getting to a million people jumping for joy with Double Dutch Aerobics, certifying more instructors, having it as accessible as all other workout classes, and then also getting the world juicing. So jumping for joy in a healthy way. That's the plan.
Nice. Now, are people who live out west able to participate in Double Dutch? Do you guys have a franchise out here? Have you franchised out here yet?
So we do have instructors out there, but they don't have classes as yet.
They do events.
They just do events. So a lot of people get certified for different things.
Yeah.
But we are planning another tour this year. We do 15 city tours, 30 city tours.
Yeah.
So we will come out there. And also, you can book us to come out and teach, do like private classes, birthday parties, corporate events. We work all the time. We do team building events. We do film and television consulting.
Yep, we consulted on sets to teach the actors how to jump for their scenes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool.
We teach at federal prisons around the country. So
We did what? Victorville out there? What's out there?
Yeah, Victorville.
We did Victorville out there. So we bring joy everywhere.
Well, you guys, thank you for joining us. We're so happy for your experience and that you came out with such a great perspective about it, and really appreciate your time, and have a great week, you guys.
Thank you.
All right, you too.
Have a nice one, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.